Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Fragmentation of old-growth forests in the southeastern U.S. and Texas, which is prime ivory-billed woodpecker habitat, may have contributed to the species' extinction. Yet reports in 2005 said that after nearly 60 years in oblivion, the woodpecker had been rediscovered in Arkansas.
We've been getting a lot of calls since that announcement in 2005 from people in East Texas that are wondering why there's all this hoopla over ivory bills because they've had them in their yard for years.
Cliff Shackelford is a non-game ornithologist with Parks and Wildlife. While the ivory-billed woodpecker is the largest woodpecker north of Mexico,
we didn't do a very good job telling people that there are two big woodpeckers, and the other one is a common bird in the eastern third of Texas, and that's the pileated woodpecker.
That's the bird people have spotted, said Shackelford. It's an easy mistake to make, too, as the woodpeckers are similar in size and appearance.
They're black, white, and they have some red on them. But the big difference between the two is that when they're perched on the tree, the ivory-billed has white backpack. So the folded wings give it a look like he's carrying a white backpack. Whereas in the pileated, there's no white. It's just continuously dark on the back.
Find more information about the ivory-billed woodpecker at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.